Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bill Sissell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak takes first base on ball four. Porter moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Porter scores. Vozmak moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vozmak scores. Morgan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball four. Myatt moves to second. Bill Sissell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burnett moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dickey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kham takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Yankees, 2, Indians, 2. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to third. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. It's 3-2, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Indians 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruffing moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruffing scores. Combs moves to second. It's 4-2, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ruth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Combs scores. Sewell goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Ruth scores. There goes Gehrig trying to get to home. Averill throws the ball into Burnett, who relays the ball to Myatt, who tags Gehrig, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 7-2, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Vosmek moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Allen now pitching. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmek scores. 1 out. It's 7-3, Yankees. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Mel Harder. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Myatt moves to third. It's 7-4, Yankees. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Lazzari fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Indians 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Burnett strikes out. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Averill reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmek strikes out. 2 outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. It's 7-5, Yankees. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Indians 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Combs moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Combs moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Combs scores. Sewell moves to third. Ruth moves to second. It's 8-5, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Sewell scores. Ruth moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-5, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Indians 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lazzari moves to second. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly spins and fires to second, with Burnett covering, and Lazzari is picked off. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Burnett strikes out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 9, and the Indians 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. he's got 4 RBIs. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-5, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman strikes out. 1 out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lazzari takes first base on ball 4. Gehrig moves to third. Dickey moves to second. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Larry reaches second base with a double. Gehrig scores. Dickey scores. Lazzari moves to third. It's 13-5, Yankees. Monty Pearson now pitching. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen strikes out. 2 outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Combs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 13. And the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Merle Hogue now playing right field. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Morgan moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.